We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, here at 948. And going to be chatting here this next segment with Linda Teener, Executive Director of the UFM Community Learning Center. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's nice to talk to you today.
Yeah, it's certainly a pleasure. A lot of folks we've been talking to in the last couple of weeks have had to shift kind of their whole business model, and I know UFM's not immune to this. What's changed as far as classes you're being able to deliver?
Well, you know, UFM's focus has always been on bringing people together physically to discuss things and talk and share with each other. And so we have had to cancel a huge number of activities and classes for the spring semester. And that has made us really rethink what we're doing, how we do it, other alternatives, while still thinking long-term about that social gathering opportunity for people to really get together and talk to each other face-to-face. So while we canceled a lot of things, we've spent the last several weeks working very hard at trying to figure out what we can do to kind of keep some activities going. For example, UFM coordinates for the university on the average about 60 recreational credit courses. And when the university went to a totally online delivery method, we visited with our instructors, and they were so helpful and so interested in helping work through this crisis that we have been able to continuing offering all but one of those credit courses for students who really need them for either keeping their grades up, keeping their full-time status, or just needing something different to do. So even things like archery and bowling, martial arts, we've all been able to move to an online format to serve the K-State students. And we were very, very pleased to do that. Only one course canceled.
Well, that's great. How would you do something like bowling or archery virtually? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. I'm not pro on that. I haven't checked them all out. But a lot of them are going to Zoom and doing demonstrations on things. They're asking them to research physical and historical aspects of the sport that they're involved in, to look at the kinesiology of what's involved with some of those sports. So I think they're getting a more in-depth behind the scenes rather than just going and practicing archery every day in the process of that. But some of the courses, like archery, is over half finished. Fencing was over half finished, so we were able to adjust that fairly easily. It was trickier to do some of the courses that were starting after spring break. But we even have a few classes that have enrollment still available. First aid and CPR, which we've moved totally online, is also, we have a few spots left for spring for students who may need a last-minute course or who may need to get certified in first aid CPR. We can help them make that happen virtually.
Well, that's excellent. And, you know, people have more free time now, so this might be a good opportunity.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, we also have a lot of non-credit courses that we're still offering online. We've had several of our instructors who came forward and say, yeah, I've never done anything like that because, you know, our non-credit courses tend to be just people from the community who want to share what they know. And many of them said, I don't know if I can do that, but several stepped up. So we have a variety of courses. We've got three photography courses, introduction to digital photography, using photography to tell your story, which has been a focus on nonprofits and small businesses. But heck, these days, we've got quite a story to tell, so you could use it in that way as well. And then we have an intro to portrait photography, so you could take some of your free time and improve on your photography skills. We also have some physical and mental health kinds of activities that are available. Little Dragons, which is a martial arts course for children, is available in an online format. We have Pietra Fitness for Women, which is a meditative stretching fitness program for women that also involves prayer and meditation in the process. We have karate and self-defense. that's available also online. And then we have things like a meal planning workshop, a course on increasing positivity, introduction to voiceovers, and a course called Driving on Sunshine, all about electric cars, a heart-centered meditation course. So we've got things to help you calm down, to help you learn some new skills, to connect you on an online platform with other people that are interested in meditation or fitness or other kinds of issues as well.
All right. Well, that's all great. It's nice to hear that learning has not ceased at UFM Community Learning Center. And, you know, one thing that I had fears about here with all the new orders going into effect here was, you know, getting outdoors. There's a lot of things that are restricted right now, going to the park, going to playgrounds, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But one thing I guess is still intact is the community gardens.
The community gardens are going well. That's considered an essential service because it's food production. And so the community gardens, you are welcome to go and work in your community garden. We're keeping physical distance, and we ask that if you're using common equipment that you use your own gloves and do some disinfecting. But you are welcome to go down and work in your garden. And we still have plots available for people who want to get out and garden this year. It's a little harder to do sign-ups than we've done in the past because everything has to be done online. So what we're asking at the moment is for people to email info@tryufm.org saying you're interested in gardening and whether you would like to garden at Riley Lane or Collins Lane, and then we will get in touch with you by phone and email to follow up to get you registered so that you can have a plot and you can still garden this year. We probably have a good 20 plots at Riley Lane, and we may have 10 or so plots at Collins Lane yet available. So if you're interested in gardening, you want to get out and get some fresh air, that's a good way to do it. Just send us an email, info@tryufm.org. That's T-R-Y-U-F-M.org.
Yeah, this might be a good opportunity for a lot of folks listening to this. Like, you're looking for something to do. I know I've been scratching my brain here to just find anything to do outside here that doesn't involve, you know, not going places. And what a wonderful opportunity that would be.
Yeah. The fees for that are very small, and you pay a small fee for the year. And when you email us and let us know where you want to garden, we'll tell you exactly how much it costs. In general, what our most expensive plots are at full fees are $50 a year, plus a small deposit. And so you can, and that's for the whole year. So then you can grow whatever you want to grow during the year. We also have low income rates. So you don't have to have a lot of money to garden at the community garden.
Now, I know as far as, you know, events happening in April, there's really not any events going on because of the pandemic. But I know one of your colleagues comes on here regularly and talks about the Talk 20 MHK. Is there any discussions about maybe continuing that in a virtual sense at some point?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. What we are talking about doing right now is either making the current Talk 20 virtual, but certainly as we're planning this, we're looking at posting past Talk 20 programs so that people who didn't get to see it the last time can participate and understand what Talk 20 is all about. We do not want to cancel that. We are postponing it. We have the speakers lined up, and so we want to find ways to continue to deliver that because it's been very well received by the community, both with people who want to share what they know and people who want to learn and participate in the process.
Yeah, and just for anyone who's not familiar, can you kind of give a little background on what that
yeah.
is?
Yeah. Yes, Talk 20 is a collaboration with UFM and the public library, and we look for people in the community who want to share a thought or a topic with the community, and they are given 20 seconds per slide for 20 slides, so it's about a 7-minute presentation that they're presenting on a topic. And we've done things like hiking the Appalachian Trail, beekeeping, sword fighting, teaching your kids math at home, walking trails, what are the bike trails like in the community, just a wide, wide range. And they are all available on the Talk 20 MHK website, but we are thinking about linking them to our website as well so people can look at them, again, as something interesting that keeps you connected to the community, even if we can't physically be together.
Absolutely. Well, that's great news to hear that it's there's some behind-the-scenes things going on there to keep that rolling, because that's, as you said, it's very popular. Is there anything else, Linda, while we got you here? We got about a minute.
Yep. The last thing I would say is we are currently looking for instructors for summer. Primarily, I think we're looking at doing online or non-physical contact kinds of activities. So if somebody has an idea that they would like to share with us, please email us and let us know. Go to our website, tryufm.org. Information is there, and there's also a link to teach a class. It could be a virtual tour. It could be anything that we're looking for right now to share with the community to keep us all connected, even though we're apart.
All right, Linda, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you.
Again, Linda Tiener from UFM Community Learning Center joining us here. We also had Manhattan Fire Department and USD 383. Thank you so much to all of our guests. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have NBAF and Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins joining us.
Good work this morning, Brandon. Thank you. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard is next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and then the game this afternoon. They get a little national recognition. That's exciting. It's 10 o'clock.